Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Our top local story on WBBM, Republican candidate for Illinois Governor Darren Bailey claimed in a weekend rally at his downstate farm that his support in Chicago is growing. WBBM's Dave Berner with more.
Bailey has called Chicago a hellhole, but recently has spent time in the city hoping to find more support for his call to curb city violence. He gave a shout out at the weekend rally.
I'm honored and proud of everyone that is here, but whenever my friends, my new friends from Chicago and Cook County are driving, there you are. You're still here. God bless you. So you want to know how it's going on in Chicago and Cook County? Right there you go. Friends, it's amazing.
Before the rally, on a Facebook post, Bailey noted the American flag on the stage and suggested Governor Pritzker does not display the flag as prominently as he does. In response, the governor's press office tweeted a photo of the governor at the recent debate with him standing next to an American and Illinois state flag. Dave Berner, 105.9 WBBM.
We don't yet know what's in Mayor Lightfoot's proposed 2023 budget for the city of Chicago, but we do know one thing that is not in it. The mayor's set to lay out her election year spending plan in a special city council session this morning. Her office released a statement last week saying she'd remove a proposed $42 million property tax increase. Back in August, the mayor tried to downplay its potential impact on people, but now she says higher than expected revenue means it's not needed this year. WBBM political editor Craig Delamer will be at City Hall for the address and will have updates on air and online all afternoon.
Chicago crews are closing off streets around Jackson Park and Grant Park today, one for a major construction project, the other for Sunday's Chicago Marathon. WBBM's Neil Fiorito is live in the traffic center with more on what to avoid.
Well, Cisco, it is a busy week. According to CDOT, a mixture of closures and lane reductions, along with detours beginning today in and around Jackson Park for the Obama Presidential Center. Extra time needed to get through the area between DuSable Lakeshore Drive and Stony Island, north to south, east to west, between 57th and Marquette. You may want to use Cottage Grove through the area. Also, keep in mind that this Sunday, the 9th, is the Chicago Marathon, where we can expect rolling closures throughout the day from north to south between Sheridan Road and 35th, and east to west closures between Michigan Avenue and Damon. Closures in and around Grand Park will start today for setup. For Sunday race day, consider using public transportation. Give yourself a lot of extra time. Neil Fiorito, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police continue to investigate a weekend incident in which an officer shot and killed a suspect during a foot chase. It happened after someone told officers someone with a gun pointed it at them near Hudson and Blackhawk in the Old Town neighborhood. Police Superintendent David Brown says they're reviewing video from cameras which may have captured the shooting and what led up to it.
We're looking at video, both body worn camera video and any other private video in the area, which we assume there will be a ring camera or some other type of video that we can look at to try to gain more information about what happened.
One officer was taken to the hospital after complaining about shortness of breath.
The St. Joseph County VA Clinic in South Bend will be renamed to honor the late Congresswoman Jackie Walorski. She and three others were killed in an August car accident. VFW Post Quartermaster Steve Vellner tells Channel 22 News in South Bend, Congresswoman Walorski did a lot to honor veterans during her time in office.
We actually would do ceremonies with her to honor veterans. So basically she would get all the paperwork and get all the stuff ready. And then once the medals came in, then she would actually present them.
President Biden signed a bill Friday to make the dedication official.
A volunteer chaperone made an incredible save during a West Suburban High School's homecoming dance last month. WBBM's Rachel Pearson has the story.
Nicole Collins is an athletic trainer at Geneva High School. She got more than she bargained for when she volunteered to chaperone the homecoming dance and ended up helping a student during a medical emergency. emergency. The Daily Herald reports 17-year-old senior Bridget Archbold collapsed and stopped breathing on the dance floor. Collins said her training kicked in and she immediately started administering CPR. The student quickly regained consciousness and it was later determined she suffered a seizure. The student tells the paper Collins saved her life. That's what's happening in Geneva.
The Arlington Heights Village Board is expected to reject a petition to prohibit public money for a Chicago Bears development at the former Arlington International Racecourse. The Tribune reports Mayor Tom Hayes and several trustees spoke against it during last month's meeting, but the petition got enough signatures to be placed on the board's agenda for their next meeting. The Bears hope to build a new enclosed stadium on the site, and while they've said they won't seek government assistance for that, they are leaving open the prospect of seeking other financial help.
When Lane Tech students head to class today, they'll see a new name on their football field. Over the weekend, the Northside School dedicated it to Fritz Pollard, an alum who was a trailblazing former player.
Cook County Commissioner and Lane alum Donna Miller read a proclamation on the newly named Fritz Pollard Field.
While this moment is long overdue, we are confident that the legacy of Fritz will continue to inspire generations to strive for greatness.
The school's Alumni Association streamed the event it had been pushing for years to honor the 1912 graduate. Pollard was one of the first black pro football players and the first black head coach in the league. His grandson, Dr. Stephen Towns, was there to witness it.
It's really important. I want to thank everybody in the city for making this come to fruition.
Plaques on the stadium detail how Pollard was posthumously inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame and his entrepreneurial spirit, which included founding the first black-owned tabloid newspaper, a talent agency, and an investment firm. Nancy Hardy, 105.9 WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.